From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
This is a News.com newsflash.
Hot diggity dog. A dog in Jacksonville, Florida, unearthed an extremely old military bomb. Nearby homes were evacuated before the bomb squad removed the ordnance, News.com has learned. Matthew Sims' dog, Baby, was playing in his backyard on Wednesday, March 27, when she unearthed what Sims called a metallic object next to his garage. Sims says when he picked it up, he saw immediately that it was ammunition and slowly put it back where he'd found it. He told WJXT-TV after recognizing what it was, "Okay, is this live? You panic, then you drop." He added, "You couldn't tell what it was until you started pulling it up. Once I got it halfway out, I was like, oh, I know what this is, let me gently put this back down." Sims said the object was about a foot long and weighed around 10 pounds. "It was like buried at least 6 inches deep," he said. "Half of it or 2 inches of it was up." Once he realized what it was, he called Jacksonville police. The Miami Herald reported that the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office responded to a report of an unexploded military weapon in a home's backyard, according to a police report. The man who reported the bomb said it had fins in the back, had rusted metal and it was shaped like a torpedo. The Sheriff's Office sent the bomb squad to respond. Ahead of the bomb squad's arrival, authorities evacuated residents from the area. Once the area had been cleared, the bomb squad hauled the munition away. Neighbor Carla Smith said, "We just watched. I wasn't scared because I've been around people who have found artifacts in the land. To me, it was interesting to watch. They did their thing, and they were out of here in minutes." Sims just said he was glad that he and Baby were able to find the munition and that it had been safely removed. The origins of the bomb remain unclear. Baby's discovery comes just over a month after a military-grade rocket was discovered in the garage of a man's home in Bellevue, Washington. Como TV reported that the Bellevue Bomb Squad responded to a call from the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force in Dayton, Ohio. The Bellevue man had called the museum wanting to donate an item he had purchased in an estate sale following the death of his neighbor. The Bellevue Police Department, BPD, said, with access to the reported missile, Bomb Squad members inspected the object and learned it was a Douglas Air 2 Genie, previous designation MB-1, an unguided air-to-air rocket that is designed to carry a 1.5 kilotons W-25 nuclear warhead. However, there was no warhead attached. The Bomb Squad determined the rocket was inert and contained no rocket fuel, so it was in no danger of exploding.
Knowledge. Unfiltered. News.com.
News.